to the show for the upcoming weeks. Tune in. But next week, I'm happy to announce. I can't pronounce anything that much, especially on Friday mornings. Anyhow, next week, I'm happy to announce that I'm going to have two very special guests on my show, Mrs. Emily Spiller from BC and Mr. C.R. Avery. They're going to be spinning some tunes and playing some good music for us next week. So tune in. Ooh, also, randomly enough, I will be giving out a pair of tickets to see Rammstein live in concert at GM Place. I mean, Rogers Arena. Sorry, got that mixed up. At Rogers Arena on May the 13th, but not this week. That'll be next week. So tune in next Friday at 10 a.m. I'm going to leave you with Dorothy, who's going to be rocking out with Stereo Blues in one momento. But thank you so much for listening to me. I am your host, Ryan, here with Sounds of the City Radio. Until next week, ta-ta. Have a good one. Peace out.
Presented in partnership with CITR. Saxophonist Colin Stetson, violinist Sarah Neufeld, and pianist-composer Gregory Rogove team up for a North American tour, showcasing their respective solo work. This trio has played previously with the likes of Arcade Fire, Bell Orchestre, Tom Waits, and Devendra Banhart, featuring two shows in Vancouver, Saturday, May 5th and Sunday, May 6th at 8 p.m. at the Western Front. For more information, go to front.bc.ca.
child.
CITR 101.9.
CITR 101.9 FM.
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 CITR, Voices of UBC.
All right, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. The track that we just heard was from Memphis Mini called Down by the Riverside. And to start off the set, we heard Elmore James with One Way Out. So this show today is going to get into some music from Human Eye out of Detroit. There's going to be a lot of stuff from Detroit on today's show. New Black Mountain and some Total Control. So up next we have the La-Di-Da's with How Is the Air Up There.
Her TV won't talk to you all night.
Up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
Here she comes right now. I Winnie Cooper is proud to present the Thursday Concert Series at 560 Club. With one of the biggest video walls in North America, 560 is quickly becoming one of the nicest venues Vancouver has to offer. 560 also features four floors, each presenting you with a different musical vibe. In the coming months, the Thursday Concert Series will be presenting you with some of the hottest musical acts to hit town. Get your tickets quick for Lil B, performing the WinnieCooper.net 4-year anniversary party at 560. Advanced tickets are available through WinnieCooper.net, Club Zone, or at Zulu, Beat Street, and Red Cat Records. This will be Lil B, the Bass God's first Canadian appearance. Watch out for the Das Races show, set to perform their unique style of Brooklyn-based hip-hop on May 2nd. The Thursday Concert Series at 560 Club, located at 560 Seymour Street in Vancouver, BC, presented by Winnie Cooper.
All right, and the track that you just heard was from The Crescendos called Now She's Mine. And before that, we heard Little Claw, who are out of... They're from Detroit, but I think they've recently moved to Portland. And that was the song called Human Taste. And before that, we had a track from The La-Di-Das, another 60s garage band from Australia, with the track called How Is the Air Up There. So up next, we are going to hear a track from Weed called Ben's Tour.
Cinco Cinco Wednesdays at the Cobalt. $5 cover, $5 draft, and $5 highballs. A weekly showcase of up-and-coming bands, artists, and DJs, where the artists get 100% of their ticket sales. For more information, visit thecobalt.ca.
All right, and the track that we just heard was from the Faggots, and it was called Mystery Pills. They are signed in Boston with Stimulation Attic Records, and before that, we heard The Memories with Softly, another group I'm really liking right now lately. They are from Portland, really cool band. And then before that, we heard Weed with Ben's Tour. So up next, we are going to hear a track from a band called The Human Eye. And this is the track, They Came from the Sky. That wasn't exactly what I thought it was, so we'll hear a track right now from Total Control with Love Performance.
Cold Calling all BC short filmmakers. The third annual Vancouver Short Film Festival is back and accepting entries until August 1st. Students and professionals welcome. No max time limit, but keep them short. At the last festival, 45 short films were screened. $18,000 in prizes was awarded. For more information or to enter, visit bsff.com.
When you think things are going your way, you know it could be a lot worse. Count yourself lucky, but don't say it out loud. You might see your fortune reverse. You better touch wood. That'd make me feel good. If you want your luck to hold up, you better touch wood. When everything's coming up roses, when you're waiting every turn of the wheel, take my advice, watch out for thin ice. You might go down on the very next deal. You better touch wood. That'd make me feel good. If you want your luck to hold up, you better touch wood. But you take me for granted lately. I might be looking for something new. You better touch wood. That'd make me feel good. If you want your luck to hold up, you better touch wood. Better touch some wood right now. Charm wherever I go, so you know that my love is true. You better touch wood. That'd make me feel good. If you want your luck to hold up, you better touch wood. If you want your luck to hold up, you better touch wood. If you want your luck to hold up, well, you better touch wood.
Okay, and that was a track by Sarah Lee on her demo called Ceiling. And before that was a track from Sunshine Drive out of Nelson. And it was from their most recent release, Borrowed Time. And before that, we heard Love Performance by Total Control from their 2011 LP. So up next, we are going to hear Black Mountain with their most recent releases. And this is a track called Mary Lou. All right, and that was Mary Lou off of Black Mountain's most recent release called Year Zero. Up next, we are going to have Zara with It Ain't Easy Being Green. Tonight, tennis is playing at Zulu Free. It starts at 6. It's going to be awesome. I'm really looking forward to this. I've loved tennis for like, just love them. But up next, we are just going to close off with Under Pressure. And thanks so much for listening.
And welcome back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is it. What are we right now? It Ain't Izzy Being Green.
Yeah.
There we go. You're in the studio with myself, Grace,
Hannah.
Oh yeah.
And Zara. And then Dorothy is just signing out right now, but she had a really awesome show.
Yeah,
just then.
I've never listened to it.
What's your show called again?
Stereo Blues.
Okay. I love it.
Stereo Blues.
You've been
really
awesome
great.
Music.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Well done. Yes, I guess when I was pointing earlier at people to say their names, no one in Radio Land can see that. So it just seemed confusing. What are we listening to today, Zara?
I think the first track that I want to play today is a new song from Purity Ring.
Okay.
Yeah, she... Nice. Or yeah. They?
It's a boy and girl.
Okay, so they just announced over Twitter that their new album is going to be called Shrines.
Cool.
And I think it's being released in June or July.
Mm-hmm.
And so... Yeah, like, they've been slowly releasing all their songs, like, one at a time. And I think so far they've only had three all released independently.
Ooh.
And then so now they're going to have a full-length LP coming out. And, yeah, I'm really excited for it because I really like Purity Ring.
I knew that they were getting big here a while ago, but I never spent the time actually... Bye, Dorothy. Never really spent the time listening to them, so I don't know what they sound like.
No, they only have, like, three songs out, though, from their last... demo. And I saw them. They're really good live, too.
Oh, did you see them live?
Yeah, I saw them with Neon Indian.
Ooh.
Venue.
Ooh.
Yeah, Neon Indian.
Oh, Venue? Really?
Yeah, because Neon Indian's really big, so.
Huh. Yeah. Was that recently, or is that, a while back?
It was, November.
Ooh.
Or, no, it was September.
Okay. I think we have tickets for Neon Indian, possibly, to still give away.
Oh, no. Yeah.
For coming up. There will be ticket giveaways today. Mm-hmm. Keep listening, folks.
Tune into the show after, just saying.
Just in case.